Okay, so it's currently 6:26 a.m. Today is the last day of 2023. So I was actually supposed to listen to my 2022 recap episode, but then, just kind of lazy. Like, I hate listening to myself the second time. Like, I love listening to myself. Like, right now I'm listening to myself, but like the second time is the problem. You get like it's recorded now, like. Do you get like the second time is just an issue? So I did not listen to my 2022 recap, but from what I could remember, I was on some shit saying, oh, 2023 is gonna be my year. Spoiler, 2023 was not my year. I'm not even, really putting hope into. Okay, I still have a bit of hope, but I'm not really saying that any year is going to be my year necessarily, because it's just like, many things could happen in a year. Like, that's 365 days. And 2023 was so fast, but it was so long also, because like I think of so many things that happened this year and I'm like, fuck, that was this year. Like, it was long. Many shit happened this year. I had a whole 2023 highlights thing, but then I deleted it. But like, a lot of shit happened this year. But I'm going to give you guys a recap, but in the how do I put this, in terms of like what I learned. So, like, I see people do this thing on TikTok that's like ins and outs for 2024. I'm gonna try to do that, but like, just using the things that I learned, and I'm gonna tell you like what's in and what's out, if that makes sense. But before that, I want to just kind of give a December recap, because remember we did the whole Lagos living thing, and I was like, when December comes, we're gonna try to go out so that I can tell you guys how that was. And now. If I were you and you're like, what should I do for December? I would tell you to travel. If you can, of course. But like the whole Lagos in December thing, like, the thing, not everybody has to go for parties and cool. But like, even if you just want to go to the spa or you want to go on a date with your friends, you're going to experience what everybody that's going for a party is experiencing: traffic. So it's just like, like, even if you're not part of the whole thing, you're still going to suffer. So just travel if you can. Honestly, like, it was fun. I think my social skills have gotten so much better just from going out like a few times. So just imagine if it was like a regular thing for me, then maybe I would be so freaking social. It was fun. I feel like I was very adventurous. I feel like I was very risky. Not even with the places I went, because I went to like places that like people I know are going, but like just things I would do there with my friends, like things that we would do was like very adventurous, and I like that. Maybe I can do it again next year. Cool. I wouldn't mind. Definitely, I'll have to get a driver though. Like, I'm telling you, if you're in Lagos in December, please just get a fucking driver. Like, get a driver for morning, get a driver for night. Do it with your friends. So don't look at me and be like, girl, can I get a driver? You can do it with your friend. Because if you plan to move around, though, because you're going to spend that money either way, and it's just going to be a mess spending it in bits. Just spend it all at once on a driver. It's like 2 weeks in the holiday. I promise you, it's not that deep. But yeah, like, would I do it again? Maybe, but not like this, though. Maybe just like once or twice, because I don't know, it's just kind of like, is everybody really enjoying this? Like, the whole outside thing, are they really enjoying it, or am I just crazy? But it's not the worst thing to ever happen. I'm not here as being like, oh my god, that was shit. Like, no, it was actually kind of fun. But when I do it again, but now it's like, I don't even know, it's crazy though. It's crazy. I really don't know what I'm saying again, but like, I'm trying to think now. I'm like, like, it's not the worst thing to ever happen, but like, can I do that very like often? No, I really cannot. Even like throwing my money to go for certain things, I'm just like, nah. And I feel like that's how you like know. How do I put this? That's how you like know what your priorities are. Because some people, they really prioritize like having a good time, going out to have fun, and that is perfect for them. But like, it just can't work for me. I have my podcast to work on, to prioritize, to put my money into, not partying. So, like, I can't just, like, freely, like, throw money just to party. Like, yeah, it's not gonna happen. So it's just, like, nice to see. Not even necessarily nice to see, but it's just, like, I'm just so proud of myself that I don't ever, like, compare myself to, like, other people around me that are, like, doing the whole outside life thing all the time. Because it's their priority currently. And that's not a bad thing. Like, people do be building, like, connections from the whole thing. But then again, for me, like, I kind of don't even want to, like, anyone to associate me with the clubbing scene or anything like that. You get, like, imagine someone in their mind, they're like, oh, I need to know where to invite her, where she would have fun. And they're like, oh, let me invite her to the club. Never that. For me, though, never that. Please, please, please. But December was all right. I would rate it a 6 out of 10. If I had a driver, it would probably be like 8. But then, sadly, I didn't think about that. So it was straight. I think the only thing that I would never, ever, ever do again is concerts. Like, concerts are not for me. Like, I can't do it again. Like, I really cannot. And the thing is, like, 2 years in a row. So, like, the last concert I went for was 2019. So, like, not 2 years in a row. Like, 2 times in a row. 4 years in between. I was like, okay, maybe I just was young. And that's why I was so, like, dizzy and uncomfortable. So, you know, I did it again 4 years later. Same shit. So, concerts, not for me. That's, like, one thing I can never do again. Not even necessarily because I hate the experience. Actually, I love concerts. I wish that I could do that more. But, like, my body does not like it. So, like, that one is just kind of, like, cancelled for me completely. But that's all I can think of for December. I'm trying to save some points so that when I make the Lagos in December episode, I can have some shit to talk about that I didn't already talk about here. That's why I'm not, like, going too in-depth. We have a lot of shit to talk about in regards to, not necessarily Lagos in December, like, dirty December energy. I'm just talking about, like, being around Lagos people. Like, going out with them is different. We'll talk about that another time. But let's kind of do a recap for 2023 in terms of things that I learned and how the year was for me. So first thing, this is not really something that I learned, but like something that happened. Yeah, I think it's in terms of things that happened. And then I'll tell you what's in and what's out for my 2024. So a few episodes back, I made an episode on losing faith, and that was part one. I was supposed to record a part two for my last 2 weeks episode, I think, like, the episode on the 17th. But then I was like, ugh, this is not the season to be talking about losing faith, girl. Talk about December in Lagos. So I did that instead. And I'm going to make a part two for losing faith next year, because just to tell you guys, this is the last episode for the season. And next season, season 3, starts in February. So there's no episode at all between now and February. But I made an episode about losing faith, and I was really like, oh, I don't really know where I stand in the whole thing. Like, I don't know where I stand anywhere. Like, I don't know if I want to keep on doing the whole thing, or I should just, like, call it quits and just live my life. And I kind of decided to call it quits and just live my life. I just kind of believe in the universe, and I don't believe that the universe is, like, how do I put this? Like, if anything bad were to happen, I would have to blame God. Like, I don't believe that. Not like God doesn't have the power to do that, but, like, really and truly, life will happen on its own. But that's a whole situation to talk about next year. But what I learned from the whole thing is that once I said, you know what, I don't really care about any of this anymore. I just want to focus on being a decent human being and living my life. Ever since I said that to myself, I have lost the attachment to anything that would stress me. I do not want to be stressed in any way. That was in, like, October, or, like, yeah, October. But the episode just came out in November. But ever since then, I just don't want anything that's going to stress me, and I love that for me. So that's something that I learned, and that's, like, an out, I guess. I just don't want to be stressed. I feel like I'm a decent human being. Like, I'm not the worst human being to ever exist. I'm not a devil. So it's like, I don't need anything that anybody says is right or wrong to judge whether or not I'm a good person. because I know that I am. And like, that's something that I also learned in like 2023. Like, yes, I may do some fucked up things, as everybody does, but I know I'm not a bad person, and I know that I don't do shit intentionally. And when I do shit, I do, you know, work hard on changing it. I don't just stay there and I'm like, oh, I'm a human being. Or I'll look for one quote on TikTok that's like, oh, maybe you're not bad, maybe you're just a 15. And I'm like, oh yeah, like for sure. No, like I'm actually a decent human being. Like I don't go out of my way to do anything bad. And even if I do, I work on rectifying that. So we don't need any of that stress for me, especially. Like, I don't need that stress. So that's an out for me. Anything religious, anything like, nah, don't need none of that. Next thing that I learned is we find a reason for everything that happens. You know, the whole everything happens for a reason thing. I don't believe in that. I don't even like to hear it. But then I saw this one on TikTok that was like, oh no, I think we find a reason for everything that happens. And that is so true. That's why I believe that, like, even if you kind of fuck up, your life can still pan out in the way that will make sense to you, because from everything that happens, you can find a reason. Even if you kind of know you're at fault for something that happened, you can just be like, okay, well, if this didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened, and just shit like that. So yeah, we really do find a reason for everything that happens. So if you're kind of like confused, you're kind of lost, you're like, what the fuck is happening? Especially when like really bad shit happens. That's why I don't really like the everything happens for a reason thing, because like, nah, like, nah. So like, sadly, you have to just find your reason for everything that happens. So that's an in for me, realizing that like, we find a reason for everything that happens, not just accepting that, oh, everything happens for a reason, and then being sad and like hating life. Yeah, so next thing, not really something that I learned, but like a part of my 2023, is my eating issues are kind of getting better. Okay, let me tell you the situation. So if you don't know this, I've been struggling with eating since 2020. That's almost 4 years now, but I hope it doesn't get to 4 years. Amen. But yeah, that has been happening. No, sorry, I just got a notification and the Zenith Bank. Now, I want to ask a genuine question. I'm going to leave this bank in 2023, and you should too. I don't care if they even like sue me and hate me. Cool, I don't care. Now, Zenith Bank, I don't really mind the charges, yeah, but I'm just like, if you're doing well, then you can charge me. Zenith Bank has charged me for a monthly levy like 5 times this month. And I can bet you that the money that they charge us, or like the money that they take from us, is what they're using to do the festive season decoration thing. But okay, we're going to leave this bank in 2023. I'm not even joking. But yeah, going back to the whole eating thing. I mean, I've kind of been open about me struggling with eating, but it's kind of gotten better. And I feel like what kind of helped me is, okay, so I have this app on my phone. It's called I Am Sober. And obviously, I use it to, you know, do my whole streaks thing when it comes to getting sober, basically. And, you know, obviously, it motivates me when it's like a long day, like a long number of days. This year, like before last week, I had like the longest streak possible. I think it was like 190 days or something. And like 2 weeks ago, that ended. Like for a whole week, I went back to like really terrible habits and shit. And I don't know, I was just so upset that like, oh my God, I was having like 100 and something days and it just went back to zero basically. And I was just like, you know what? There's no point in like doing the whole streak thing with it. Like, it's so motivating to be like, oh my God, like, yeah, like 190 days, yay, slay. But like, I just couldn't fathom that like, okay, that just ended in like, because of like one bad decision. And like, I'm back to zero. So I just like canceled the whole streaks thing. I'm like, okay, some days will be good, some days will be bad. But like, I mean, it's getting kind of better though. Amen. I don't know, just up and down. I can never really tell if it's getting better. And I just don't even want to say, oh, it's getting better. And then tomorrow it's like, oh, fuck. Not tomorrow though. It's 2024. But it's getting kind of better, I guess. Really all I can say for that one. Next thing, podcast changes. So with the whole break that I'm going on, which is like a normal thing because that's just normally happens at the end of a season. But yeah, we're making a lot of changes and I'm really going to take my time with it. I think something that I struggle with and something that's an out for me is my impatience, but not in the way that you think. I think that I'm very impatient when it comes to like taking my time. For some reason, I always feel like I'm not worthy of being waited for, if that makes sense. So I always feel like I need to rush everything. Like even when somebody asks me like, oh, do you want to do this or this? I pick an answer so quickly, not because I really thought the answer out, but then I just feel like nobody wants to wait for me and I'm not worthy of somebody waiting for me. So I just want to rush. And so I rush and then before the plan actually happens, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, fuck, I hope I made the right choice. I hope this is actually fun. I didn't really think this through. But then I'm just like reminding myself that I can actually take my time with shit and I can always get back to shit. Like, I don't need to give somebody an answer like right on the spot. Could always be like, okay, I want to think about this. Like, I have the right to do that. And I just have to kind of remember that. Also, when it comes to like shit that I'm doing, like, I feel like I rush a lot of things because it just wouldn't leave my head until I do it. So I'm just like, okay, fuck, I need to get this shit done with and get it out of my head. And that isn't really a good thing. I mean, yeah, I do release things that are like good quality, yes, but then it would be so much better if I actually took my time with it. So yeah, I have a lot of shit I want to change with the pod and like knowing how I can balance bringing more guests on and still having my shit. Maybe the guest ones would be video and then we'll put it on YouTube. And then, you know, the audio one would just be my shit. That can work. We're still figuring it out. And by we, I mean me and like a few of my friends that I ask for like advice and shit. And that really helped me a lot. Like my podcast cover, like everything, like my friends really do help a lot. And even ideas, like, yeah, I do come up with the ideas, but like I love asking for their input. I love asking them like what they think about it, and yeah, it's like really fun and it's like really helpful. So yeah, I'm making a lot of changes and I really want to take my time with it, and I'm kind of happy that like I wouldn't have to record, edit, plan anything from now till February, like probably January ending. I have to start planning properly for like season 3, but like the changes, like the intro music, all of that, I'm going to be working on that and taking my time with it for the whole of January, basically. And we'll just see how that works. So yeah, next thing that kind of happened in 2023 is I'm grateful that I met a lot of people. I feel like this is crazy because I feel like everybody that I've gotten so much closer to this year, I met them like maybe last year or like 2 years ago. But I met them differently this year, if that makes sense. So I'm grateful that I met a lot of people this year. And I feel like I have a better relationship with myself in terms of friendships. Like, I actually feel like I have friends now. And I feel like I have a way better determinant of how deep my friendships are now than I did before. And like knowing what friend is for what. Because I feel like sometimes I want to have friends that are just like me, but like that's good until it's not good. And I feel like sometimes opposites actually do balance out. I mean, definitely we have to have some, you know, some balance in terms of our morals and stuff, like things that we stand for and things that we don't stand for. But in terms of silly things like, you know, being adventurous, like doing crazy wild things, like, nah, I really do need to find people that are just like me. I need to find people that are free spirited, would do anything. I can call them 2 a.m. Let's go do this. And they're like, oh, fuck, I'm down. But I'm really grateful that I met a lot of people this year. And I met them in a very different way. Like many of my friends that I've had for a long ass time, since like 2015, 2016, I met them so differently this year. And I feel like, it just works. And I don't need to really like be like, oh, this person is my closest friend. Oh, this person is this. Like, I feel like I have so many people around me that I don't even need to be closest friends with them to tell them things or like ask them for advice. And that is really the best thing. Like, I don't need to worry if, oh, I'm oversharing too much to this person. Like, I trust people around me. And it doesn't matter if we're not close friends. I feel like I do have close friends. and I love them so dearly. But then at the end of the day, like, I don't know, I still just have me. Like, even if I have, like, the best friends, close friends, I still really just have me. And, you know, I'm just happy that I have people that I can go to, if anything. But then really and truly, I still just have me. And I'm down with that, and I'm fine with that. I'm not even looking to even change that in the slightest. But, yeah, that's kind of a fun thing. And, like, we go bigger. I don't even think I need a bigger, like, group of... I don't even have a group of friends. But, like, I don't think I need to expand the number of friends I have in 2024. But, like, I would love to still meet new people, because that has actually been kind of fun. So, yeah, that was fun. So, an in for me from that will be, accepting that I do have people that I could call or text, if anything. And that doesn't mean that, I have a best friend or anything like that. Like, it's just, like, I still have me, and I like that, but then I still need people. Yeah, I think an in would be, like, accepting that I do need people, even if I have me, and even if I'm the baddest bitch ever in the sense of how independent I am, like, you still need people. And I learned that a lot in 2023. Not even necessarily like, oh, life beat me up to the point where I was like, oh, fuck, I need people. No, it was just like meeting people that make me choose hanging out with them over sometimes, not all the time, sometimes over being by myself and doing things on my own. People that actually like make me feel like, okay, like when they're helping me out, it makes me feel like, oh, fuck, something has been taken off of my chest. It's not like, oh, I'm now like, oh, fuck, am I asking them for too much? Oh, fuck, do I have to repay this? Like, no. And also, like, having, like, comfortable friendships where it's just like, okay, I do this, you do this. We never think of, oh, this person owes me this, or this person owes me that. Like, that never comes into anybody's head. And that's just, like, a really nice thing. So, yeah. Next thing that I have that was an out for me. So I'm kind of really mixing this ins and outs, but I just hope that it still kind of makes sense. But something that I took out of my life basically is obsessive planning and unhealthy coping mechanisms. Like, I plan a lot, and planning is a good thing until it's not. And I feel like whenever I see something that is good for me, I sometimes forget that it's so easy for it to just become bad in like a few, you know, like it's easy for things to get to an extreme. And both sides of the extreme are bad. Like, me not planning at all, terrible. Planning excessively and obsessively is also terrible. And, like, trying to find a balance is where I'm trying to be at. Because I struggle with extremes. Like, I sometimes don't know how to be in the middle. And, yeah, I have a lot of unhealthy coping mechanisms that I really worked on this year. And I feel like my self-awareness level just went up. In like a healthy way. Like, I feel like I've always been self-aware, but like not in a healthy way. I've been self-aware in the sense of me kind of wanting to hide the fact that I'm human and I have human emotions and human reactions. But now I'm just self-aware in the sense of trying to really like label the things that I do, and not just labeling it to make me feel like shit, but really to work on it and like learning from it and like knowing that, okay, I'm really doing the best that I can with what I have, but that doesn't mean that I have to stay there. Like, something that I really unlearned this year, especially towards the end, is, you know, the whole thing of, let's say you grow up in a situation where, like, obviously with your family, not obviously, it's not really a good thing, but, like, it's just a very common thing. Like, you guys do something to upset each other, and then there's no apology. Time is just what, you know, is the apology, basically. And I feel like I took that a lot with other people, like, we wouldn't really talk about bad things that happened and that made us stop talking or made us be upset with each other. And then time would just pass and then everything just kind of like goes back to normal, but then it's still in your head. So I really had to unlearn that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even if it's something that was a norm for me, that's what I saw. I thought it was a norm. That doesn't mean that I have to stay there and be like, oh, fuck, it's a norm. Nothing I can do to change it. Like, no, I can still work on actually talking shit out, because that just makes more sense than just letting time be the apology, because that just doesn't make sense. And the situation is always going to come up bigger and worse in like a few months. So what's the point of not addressing it now? Do you get? So, yep, that was an out for me. Like, really unhealthy coping mechanisms, obsessive planning, not taking life one day at a time. I had to, you know, let that shit go. Something else that wasn't out for me was my fear of being perceived, my fear of being passionate, and also my fear of being seen trying. I really struggle with perfectionism, and I feel like if I'm not perfect, there's no point in me doing something. And I also have this fear of being passionate and being too caring about something that I'm doing. Like, I just prefer to be nonchalant because of the fear that, oh fuck, something may go wrong. And so if I'm nonchalant, then if something does go wrong, it wouldn't hurt me that much. But something that I learned is I get to be passionate about so many things that I do. And that's not a bad thing. And nobody's judging me for being passionate. Whenever I see people be passionate, that just makes me love them more. So why would I think that somebody else is judging me for a quality that I have that if other people were to have it, I would love them more? Like, that just doesn't make sense. And also the fear of being seen trying, like, also the whole struggling with perfectionism thing. Like, I just feel like there's no room for me to try something. Like, I have to either be good at it or I don't do it at all. And you may think, oh, well, it's not that bad if, you know, you aim to be the best at something. But the thing is, if I'm not the best at it, I'm not doing it again. And that's why I say, like, there's always going to be two sides of an extreme. And when I can't achieve the other extreme of being perfect, which is not even possible, I fall to the other one of not even doing it at all. And so, yeah, just kind of, I'm getting over my fear of being perceived, fear of being passionate, and just, like, taking many things more seriously. Like, even my podcast, like, yeah, I do take it seriously, but I feel like I can go a bigger step when it comes to promotion wise and all of that, and like my other social media accounts promoting my podcast. And that's what I'm trying to take seriously. And also, like, you know, that also ties into being more active on social media and having more of a presence. And I really don't like taking pictures. Like, that's just something that I don't like, but still, you know, trying in that area, I guess. And even if I don't really take pictures, just like trying to just post more and all of that. So, and like realizing that, like, my Instagram is not for the people that I know, it's not for my friends, it's for people that I want to reach me, I guess, if that makes sense. So yeah, I feel like you would think that, you know, my fear of being perceived kind of ended because I have a podcast, and I've had one for like 2 years, going to 3 years. But like, nah, at all. Like, at all. Like, even when I started my podcast, and even until like this year, even to even like post my own podcast, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm posting about this too much. But like, this is my shit. Like, if I'm not passionate about it, who is going to be? That's why, like, I have to get over the whole forcing the whole nonchalant thing out of fear of like doing too much. Like, okay, if I'm not passionate about my podcast, who would be the one to post it if not me? So yeah, that was an out for me, and hopefully stays an out. But I feel like there's no going back, honestly. I feel like when you're combining unlearning unhealthy coping mechanisms with, you know, building your self-love, there's really no going back. Even sometimes, yeah, I may backtrack a bit, but I can never stay there because I would feel so uncomfortable. Like, even quite recently, I think like 2 weeks ago, I talked about this, I relapsed and I just couldn't stay there. Like, I was uncomfortable staying there because I knew that, oh fuck, I deserve so much better in this area. There's no reason for me to stay here. And I was just like really forcing myself to get out of it. And I eventually did. I feel like when you finally learn real self-love that has nothing to do with anybody else, you get very uncomfortable when you backtrack and you just can't stay there. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but like, you just cannot stay there. Like, I physically can't stay back in like old habits for a long time. I can't. Like, even when I'm there for like a short time, I'm very uncomfortable. I don't feel well, like, in any way. And it just like makes me a very like terrible human being. And I also hate that. So it's like a win-win, I guess. I just have to leave and I just have to not be in that situation. But yeah, so another thing that I learned, or I did, is I'm still working on this one, but when I find a video that triggers me, I try really hard to put not interested on the video. That's like a really small thing, and it's not even like I like being triggered. Oh my god, I remember I made an episode about the desire to be sad. And I feel like I have had my good share, or my fair share, of like desiring sadness. because it's just like so comfortable. But this year I fucking hated that shit. Nope, I hated that. So the fact that I hate that and I still watch videos that trigger me, not intentionally, like I see it on my For You page and then I just, instead of like clicking not interested, I'm just looking at it like, fuck. Because even till this day, I still can't fathom that like I have issues. Like I have issues that are beyond me. Like me struggling with food is way beyond me. If it wasn't, I would have gotten that shit done and over with a long time ago. I feel like, yes, I'm all for the mental health movement, but then it's like, not when it comes to me. Let everybody have that, because I would be so patient with everybody else that's having mental health situations, and I can understand it if it's them, but for it to be me, fuck. Like that, I was like, shit, like, is that real? Like, this is actually something that's beyond me. Like, I can't actually control this to the best of my abilities. I could try, but like, it doesn't really work. So like, now knowing that, okay, shit actually does trigger me. Like before I was like, oh no, the whole trigger warning, oh fuck, nope, that's you know, some TikTok shit actually does trigger me. And so I'm looking at the thing that's triggering me and I'm in disbelief. I'm like, is this real? But then it is. And so now I'm like really trying to just click on the not interested thing, because I normally delete TikTok when I just see something that's just like, you know what. But then because of the whole drafts thing, like I'm just like, should I really be deleting and downloading and deleting and downloading? Like, yeah, you can now save the video to your camera roll, but I kind of, now that I can have the video without the TikTok watermark, I kind of like having the TikTok watermark. But yeah, like, I'm really proud of myself for that. And that is an in for me. Clicking not interested on videos that trigger me, because I can be triggered. I feel like when you don't, like, you kind of don't believe some things, it's hard for you to break away from it. Like, if I don't believe that I can get triggered, how am I going to realize the importance of, like, clicking not interested on videos? You know? So, something else that I... something else that I got better at this year is my anger levels. I feel like I struggle with expressing anger when it's happening. And so it comes out in uglier forms down the line, if that makes sense. I saw this thing on TikTok. Of course it was TikTok. Where else am I? But I saw this thing. Oh, I think I need to find it though. So it says, if you weren't supposed to cry, you wouldn't need to cry. Let those tears stream. Otherwise, you'll have to carry a river with you wherever you go, and the floodgates will open at the most awkward and inconvenient time. This also, you know, goes hand in hand with anger for me. I feel like there's no point carrying it with me and, you know, possibly even resenting the person that made me upset when it's something that I could just address there and just let that shit be done with. Because I feel like once I express how I feel about a situation, sometimes even if the person doesn't even see my perspective or all of that, I feel more free because I know that I've expressed this and I'm over and done with. It's not eating me up anymore. And most times I carry out the anger on people that it has nothing to do with, and that's just unfortunate. And I'm not going to, you know, just stay there and be like, oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, what can I do? When I know what I can do, and that is try to express it. But I feel like I also have to be smart enough to know where I should express it, because I feel like some people just aren't worth shit. Like, that's just it. I know everybody has their worth and all that shit that people say, but some people are not worth shit. So I'm not going to go and be expressing my anger to them. Like, fuck you. I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting my time with you. But even if it's like, okay, vent to a friend, I should do that, not just keeping it in. Because sometimes, yeah, I could journal, but sometimes you just want a second opinion. Like, journaling is for shit that I'm never going to tell anybody, ever. And also, like, some you know, mundane shit, but, like, sometimes you just need a second opinion. And justice for that. Like, I used to worry so much about gossiping that I'm like, oh, fuck, if I ask for a second opinion, then I'm gossiping. Like, fuck that. Okay, I'm gossiping too. I feel like I'm at a place where I'm so, like, when I have a problem with somebody and I'm talking to somebody else about it, I know how to word things in a way where I'm focusing on the problem. Whenever I want to vent to somebody else about somebody else, even if the person I'm venting to does not even know the person that I'm, you know, talking about, I try to act as if the person that I'm venting to is the best friend of, you know, the other person. Do you get? So it makes me focus on the problem, not bashing anybody. Do you get? So I feel like that helps a lot, rather than just putting everything in and keeping things pushing. Because sometimes you just have to address shit and know where you stand in a situation and know why what somebody did hurts you. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the person. You just like, they just like trigger something in you. But that's also valid. You still have to talk that shit out and like figure out what the problem really was. So that's something that I'm really getting better at this year, or I got better at this year. And I'm definitely like, everything that I'm getting better at, it wasn't like some new year, new me bullshit. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to wait till January 1st. And that's something I'm so proud of, because I'm going into this year, or next year, sorry, I'm going into the year with no goals. Like, I'm not making any goals for the year. I feel like many things that I want to change or get better at aren't things that I can necessarily measure if I've achieved it. You get, like, if I'm like, oh, I need to save $1,000. When I save $1,000, I know that I've saved $1,000. You get. But like, if I'm saying, oh, I want to get better at like my confidence, yes, over time I can see that, okay, I've gotten better. But does it end there? No, it doesn't. So it's like, goals are for people who want to hit something once. And it's not a bad thing. I just feel like my mind doesn't work with goals. Let me just keep going. Let me just keep pushing and really like working on everything. I feel like if I put all my unhealthy coping mechanisms aside, I can do shit well. I'm so happy that I'm working on everything. I'm not even working on it because a new year is coming. I'm working on it because I see the effect it's having in my life, and I feel like I'm proud of where I am. Even when sometimes I just like get upset with myself and I'm like, fuck, what the fuck is wrong with you? But realistically and truthfully, I'm like really proud of where I am. But then I still know that it could get better, and I have the power to change that, so why not? There are so many things that are out of my control, and to those things, I don't even blink at them. Like, okay, let me just leave that. Because if I can't control it and I just keep thinking about it, that is just going to make me go crazy. I feel like worrying has just become less and less as time is going on, because I just like just realizing that some things you just can't control, and like there's nothing you can actually do, and life is fucked up. But then, I mean, you can still try. I'm still trying though. Like, I'm not perfect. I still have times where I'm like, oh, fuck, like, I really don't want to be here. Like, yes, I'm all for the self-love thing. I get that. But then sometimes I'm just like, I really don't want to be here. And that's such a valid thing. Because, you know, I said, in one of my episodes, I have struggled with, you know, the thoughts of not being here anymore. I don't want to word it the way it's supposed to be worded. And then I felt like, oh, fuck, if I achieve this level of, like, self-love, then I would never feel that way anymore. But then even now, still loving myself, I still have times where I'm like, oh, fuck, I really don't want to be here. And maybe I even had that time, like, last week. And that's fine. Like, I feel like I don't have the obsession of, like, trying to fix everything anymore. Because I felt like, oh, fuck, if I, you know, work on self-love, then of course I won't want to die anymore. So like, I need to heal that. So if I still feel like, oh fuck, sometimes I'm like, oh fuck, I don't want to be here, then maybe I haven't worked on shit. But that's like not true. Like, I love myself enough to, you know, I'm making the most of the time alive. But then sometimes life is too much to do the most to even stay here, and I get that. And that's not a bad thing. And that doesn't mean that, oh, I hate myself, because, you know, sometimes I'm just like out of it, because that's just not my fault. If it was, I would have changed it a long time ago. If it wasn't my power to do so, I would have made the situation a lot better, but it's not. And that is fine, I guess. But I would rate this year, let's see, maybe an 8 out of 10. It wasn't my year, but like, it was so tough and so long, but still so fast, somehow, someway. But I feel like I learned a lot. And I feel like in 2022, I was just fucked up. like, girl, I was just fucked up. And 2023, I'm like, I have done a lot of work, and I'm also doing more work in really, like, getting, not really getting rid, like, I would love to get rid of it, but, like, that's not, you know, what I'm using to know whether or not I'm doing well. It's just, like, me really trying and making the choice to not choose some unhealthy coping mechanisms. And I feel like that helps, because when it was 2022 and I was, like, going into 2023, I had so many goals I wanted to achieve, but then I never even knew why I never achieved those things before. So now it's like, okay, I've, you know, I'm getting rid of the reasons why I never achieved those goals before in the first place. So now I don't have an obsession with goals anymore. It's like, I don't even have an obsession with anything, but it's just like, the reason that I haven't been successful in many things isn't because, oh, I don't know what it takes to do this, or I don't have what it takes to do this. It's some habits, it's some coping mechanisms that I have picked up over time that have made it not work for me. So it's not like, oh, I need to, you know, have this goal of, like, doing this. Like, no, that's, the goal is not the problem. Like, if the goal was the problem, I would have achieved it a long time ago. It's the outside noise. It's the other things that I have picked up that I need to break away. And when I break those things, and I'm also in the process of doing that because I have been working on it for a long time, when I break those things, then it would make it so much easier to achieve my goals. So it's not really just about goals. It's not just about, oh, I need to achieve this and that. Ask yourself why you haven't done that since. Because if you could have, you would have. There has to be something stopping you. And it's probably some really bad habits. And I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all, I guess. Like, I feel like this wasn't the year that I necessarily, like, smiled and everything. Because this thing that I say to myself all the time is, we smile bigger very soon. There's somebody on Instagram that they're... Instagram bio is "we smile soon." I just don't remember who it is, but whoever that is, that "we smile soon" has been my motivation for the longest time. But I feel like quite recently I saw the difference between living and existing, and I feel like I have been existing for a long time. So me telling myself, oh, "we smile soon," is like, oh fuck, I'm waiting for the moment that's going to make me happy. But like, I just keep on telling myself, "we smile bigger soon." So it's like, yes, I'm on the way to that, but then I can still smile on the way. So I just keep telling myself that we smile bigger soon. This wasn't the year that I necessarily smiled bigger, but I feel like I learned so much shit and I'm so grateful. And I feel like next year, even if I don't achieve this amount of things, I would love to. I'm working on doing that. It's not just, oh, I would love to and then that's that. Like, I am working on doing that, but I actually want to live. I want to take shit day by day. I don't want to exist. I don't want to keep waiting for something. I feel like I spend my time waiting for something. There's always something I'm waiting for. But I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm not going to do that anymore, God willing. But yeah, I feel like how I view myself also got so much better with this year. And we only get up from here. We only go up from here. And it wasn't the best year, yes. So many fucked up shit happened. And many of the things that happened, they really aren't in anyone's control. And I know a lot of people that did struggle a lot this year. And it's just all crazy. But then, I mean, definitely we would do our best in every situation we'd find ourselves in. But like, some things are just not in our control, which is just so sad. But then, I mean, that's really all I would say for 2023. This was so all over the place. I was trying to say some things that I learned, some areas that I worked on while still doing the ins and the outs. But yeah, that was my recap, I guess. But I really need to sleep. So this episode's already like an hour long. I need to sleep so I can wake up on time to edit this and upload it by before today runs out, because obviously that's how it works. But yeah, I'm really, 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 like, I don't think I see this enough. I don't even think I say this at all. I'm really grateful for everyone that listens to my podcast, everyone that, like, follows me, like, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere. People that, you know, listen, people that share it. Just everybody that makes my podcast. Like, yes, it's my podcast, but then it's, like, people that listen do play huge parts in it. And even if you guys are not the ones creating the episodes, I feel like me seeing the fact that people listen and people tag me and people, like, people actually see my phone case. My phone case has this rare effect on it and know what it is. And that's insane. And I'm just so thankful. I never say that. And I need to say that way more often. I just don't really think too, because I'm like, am I doing too much now? But then it's like, bitch, I can be fucking passionate about it. Like, thank you guys so, so freaking much. Like, I wish the best things for you, for your family, for like literally everybody in your life. And I just really pray that 2024 is a good year. And I wish you guys joy. I wish you guys peace always. I wish you guys success in everything that you do. Every single thing that you put your mind to, I really do pray and wish that you guys achieve the best things that are for you. And I really am grateful for every single one of you. And I pray that you guys have an amazing year. And we only go up from here, honestly. Yeah, I'm going to put a poll on my story. I'm so happy I remembered. For you guys to tell me how your year went and how your December went and all of that. But I really do love you guys. I'm so grateful. I really am. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. I feel like sometimes I don't really understand how deep it is that, like, people come back to listen to my voice and to listen to me yap every single week. And you guys like it. All over the world. Like, that's crazy. Like, that is crazy. But I really am grateful. I love every single one of you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my big ass heart. And yeah, that's pretty much all. Make sure you guys rate, review, and follow the podcast. Tell me what you think. And if you have any episodes that you haven't listened to yet, you have time between now and February to catch up. But yep, I have to talk to you guys soon, God willing. But you'll have fun. Yeah, I think I'm just like rambling at this point, so let me just end this. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for season 2. I can hear a plane. There are so many noises in this, but thank you so much for season 2. Thank you so much for 2023, for the Zoraya Effect. Second year having a podcast, or 2 years in. And this can only be possible you guys. So love you guys so very much, and I'll talk to you guys soon, God willing, of course.